Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about let safety of your employees come first. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. A construction or mining job site is often considered a danger zone for people who are working in it, and also for the ones who step in for their individual reasons. Accidents are prone to happen in such kind of job sites where the loss can be limited to just heavy equipment or can even injure a worker working on the site. If the loss is restricted to heavy equipment, then that is manageable. You can fix a machine by repairing the dent or simply replacing the vital part and can get back the machine with the same vigor, basically putting it back together and going back to work and starting some production. But if an employee or a group of employees are injured in an accident, then that leads to a bigger problem. You can't fix that because if they get seriously injured in any accident, that scarred will remain for the rest of their lives. If it is therefore very important to understand how crucial the safety of your employees is, that you just can't compromise at all on that front. The steps that you can take to ensure that your employees are safe at a job site are as follows. Number one, train your employees on first aid. All employees on a job site should be well trained with first aid procedures. The training should be conducted by experts in the field of paramedics. An employee can even injure himself without even contacting any external force. For instance, he has been given to pick up a big sledgehammer and been taken to distinguish a strong structure using it. And while doing so, he sprains up his muscle and is not able to move an inch. He is perhaps finding uncomfortable to sit on the ground. The workers around him should know that the first aid that they can give him is to ease his situation. Make him feel comfortable till the paramedics show up at the job site. Next, wearing accessories that will keep you safe is a must. It is mandatory for everyone who's working on a job site to wear necessary accessories that will protect him from potential problems. A person who is monitoring the progress on the job site should at least wear a helmet so that while passing through at a tall rise, even a small stone falls on his head, he will not get hurt by it. The operators working on the heavy equipment should buckle up and wear gloves so that they do not injure their hands by touching something that is hot. They should all also be wearing boots all the time while they are inside the cabin, and quality of boots should be such that it does not hurt their legs and also does not make it sore when they remove them. Last but not least, water structures should be adequate. Employees working during the summer get easily dehydrated. They need to drink significant water to keep their bodies hydrated and full of energy. Therefore, they should be a water storage facility around the job site where all the employees can fill in water in their bottles and keep sipping it whenever they feel thirsty. Again, number one is safety. Always has been and always will be. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.